What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the 100 Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I'm joined tonight by Emily. Emily, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm sick, but that's okay. We're going to talk about the 100 finally, because the new episode is coming, and we just need to talk about what happened, because some crazy time.
Yes, some crazy stuff did happen last time, and I'm still kind of in shock that they went there, but then again, I guess I'm not really shocked with this show anymore. Obviously, they're like, the world ended, and now the world's ending again, so why not blow a bunch of shit up, like, YOLO.
I know, right? It's like what happened pre-series is, like, happening again.
Yeah. Let's just take it back to the beginning.
Yes. But the episode was called The Tinderbox. We know what the tinderbox was, clearly.
Clearly.
Oh, man, we're going to get into it. But first, let's just, I think we should probably talk about maybe everything that happened on Becca's island first, since that was kind of isolated.
True.
And then we'll talk about the crazy shit that went down, okay? We're going to get there. Don't worry, guys. But let's just go ahead and talk about what was going on with Raven. Did you have any guesses as to what it was when it was first happening?
I don't think so. In terms of, like, just seeing her, like, floating and hallucinating, I really had no idea. I mean, I knew that something's wrong with her brain, but I wasn't sure. Like, when they came on, if you find out that, you know, Allie's, like, program is still, like, ingrained in her brain, I was like, well, that makes sense. Not that I was necessarily expecting that, but I wasn't surprised, I guess, but right. That whole part, just, I was like, oh, okay, so Raven's not crazy, that's good to know, except for the fact that, you know, she might have a stroke and die. That sucks.
Oh, man, I'm concerned. I think I'm on the same page. I didn't really know what was going when it was happening, but then when they said, I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, I get it. We're still pretty early in the season. This is only episode 5, so, like, I'm still trying to figure out. I'm, like, computing in my head, like, how many episodes are left, and I'm like, oh my god, we're, like, moving really quickly. So it concerns me.
Yeah.
It concerns me how quickly we're moving.
Yeah, it's kind of like everything is full steam ahead. But then, in the back of my head now, I guess, going forward, just trying to figure out the timeline, knowing that the show got picked up for another season, I'm like, well, obviously, something's gonna happen. Ooh. So
excited.
Now it's even more like, oh gosh, like, what's this timeline gonna, how's it gonna pan out? Are they gonna have everything hit the fan at mid-season so that the second half is the fallout and the pickup from everything, whatever is or isn't gonna happen? So yeah, it should be interesting to see, especially if they actually are gonna go back into space somehow or try to simulate a space environment. It's this whole thing with Raven and the spaceship and everything, it's just, obviously, it opens, like, a whole new box of worms, like, oh my gosh, like,
yes,
they have this possibility now, which is crazy, which I feel like it's kind of fitting that it's, like, everything's coming full circle, like, the world was destroyed, they went up to space, now they came back down from space, and now they're only, basically, their only hope now, since, you know, the Ark, we know what happened to that, is that their only hope is going to be somehow either getting into space and or simulating a space environment. So I feel like it was kind of cool how they brought everything full circle in terms of, like, that whole just connection between all those things.
Yeah. I love all the parallels. Start the series and they're sending 100 people to the ground, and now 100 people are supposedly going to be able to fit back into this area for the radiation fallout.
Yeah.
And then we have, you know, the whole concept of going into space, and then there's bombs going off down here. And even when Raven was like, hey, this little pod fits too, because, like, the plan was always for Abby to come down with Raven at first, that obviously that didn't happen. They're putting in so many parallels, and I like it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh man, okay. So, definitely some crazy things gonna go on with Raven and Abby trying to figure everything out. The space thing is what I'm really concerned about.
Yeah, and that the two of them don't have, like, aneurysms and strokes and die from brain trauma.
Wouldn't that be something? Everybody just dies.
That would be bad. Like, you know.
Like, out of everything, they just die over a stroke. Like, yeah. Like, bombs. Just basic medical things. Oh, man.
That would be something.
But, switching. I know we talked about how the big potential that we could have with Octavia being alive and nobody knowing that she's alive, and none of that happened. Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, oh, part of me is happy that everyone just found out off the bat that she's alive, but then part of me, like, was sad at the loss of the angst, but like you said, things seem to be progressing rather quickly. I feel like if this wasn't a past season, they would have tried to draw it out a little longer and, like, have some lingering questions, but they're trucking along pretty fast with the plot in this part, so I wasn't necessarily surprised that they just decided that. I did like that, you know, they showed herself, like, pulling herself up and getting her way back to the Ark, and the fact that Clark had to save her, I did like that, and just, obviously, Bellamy still had a little bit of angst in terms of, like, he sat there and had to speculate for however long, like, and then the look on his face when he realized that Octavia was probably still alive, because how else would they have known? And then when Monty came over and, like, confirmed it, just his face, just, it was worth it. Not as angsty as I was hoping for, but it was still worth it to see his face, like, light up in a scary situation. He still finally got some hope in his veins, and it's, yeah, I liked that part a lot.
Yes. Oh, man. It was killing me, but I have mixed feelings, because, see, I know we theorize about all, like, the benefits this could bring if, like, nobody knew for a little while. However, I mean, I like it for the sake of, like, realisticness, because, like, they say, like, yeah, if you wouldn't have brought her in, she for sure would have died. Like, she did fall off that big-ass cliff.
Yeah, if they would have somehow, you know, like, unless like, some grounders would have found her and healed her somehow, that would have been the only way I feel like they could have dragged it out. Like, they couldn't have had her live just on her own in the woods. So she either needed to find medical help in the Ark or some, you know, grounders, but I don't think the grounders would have been able to save her, and they probably wouldn't have tried to save her. So, depending on who she ran into. So, it was probably for the best that she made her way back to Arcadia. Granted, her traveling companion, not the greatest. Even though he is the reason she got there, because she would have been dead on the forest floor if he wouldn't have found her, but he was clearly stalking her. I won't say found, I will say opportunistically, like, pretended as if he was going somewhere else.
I definitely also, and somebody addressed this with me, because I talked about this somewhere. I don't remember where. This episode was a while ago. It was like a week ago. I remember talking about this and saying what we said, basically, about how it could be cool to, you know, see her being, like, undercover or whatever. And somebody brought up the fact that last season, when they killed off Lincoln and Lexa and so many people, that the fans got really pissed. And then this person was saying, if they killed off Octavia, or if they made it even seem for a second, like, questioning whether or not she's alive, a lot of fans probably wouldn't have watched.
Yeah, so, that's true.
I appreciate that point.
Yeah, so they definitely were smart in the fact that they didn't let anyone besides, you know, they let Bellamy think it for about 2 seconds. About half a day, probably. And then, he was able to get some good news, in the midst of a bunch of bad news, but of course that's how it works. You can never have good news without bad news on the 100, because it's the apocalypse.
True. It's the apocalypse every day here.
Every day.
Every day. But yeah, after they said that, I was like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. But yeah, I guess let's talk about the fact that Dean are being held hostage by Rowan and Asgaeta, and I love the fact that, like, I don't remember who said it, but somebody said something about it, like, what did you plan on doing when you got here? Like, what?
Yeah.
What did they think they were gonna do?
They were just gonna roll up and march through the, I don't know, it's like they were saying, Clark was saying, or not Clark, whoever was saying, somebody. Monty or somebody, was saying, oh, you know, we have more rounds than you guys have soldiers. Like, they would have, it would have been a massacre, which clearly, did they learn nothing from Pike, the whole Pike situation? Like,
he
took out an entire army with, like, five people with him. So, the fact that they didn't think that one through, really, which makes me wonder what Rowan is really thinking. If I feel like he did it, he knew he was going to have to negotiate with Clark when he got there. Because Echo was so against him going to talk with her. But he seemed like he knew, like he was expecting it. And he knew that they were walking into a trap. So, obviously, they were hoping they would have the element of surprise. But either way.
Right.
I guess if they had the element of surprise, they were hoping they could just ambush them before they had time to. But they still have, like, guards and snipers set up on the wall, like, of the complex, so it wouldn't have been a total ambush. So I don't really know. I don't really know their logic on that. So part of me feels like Rowan is, like, low-key wanted to negotiate with Clark. He just needed a reason to get there. Echo's
and
just
also,
crazy.
Like, let's just say they did fight, okay? And let's just say they did happen to win against Sky Crew. Let's just pretend that happened. What the hell were they gonna do with it? They don't know how to run anything.
Exactly. They don't know technology. And it wasn't even fixed all the way yet, so they would have been screwed either way.
Exactly. That's the biggest thing about it. So I'm not really sure. I don't know what to even think about Rowan sometimes, because sometimes I feel like he's going one way, and then he just turns.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think he ever thinks things through at all, hence why he probably got banished from his kingdom, and his mom didn't really like him too much, because he doesn't seem like he's the most level-headed person, and he's always, yeah, you never really understand, because he seemed so, you know, he went from being so willing to trust Clark against everything, and then on the drop of a dime is ready to cry war against her. He's very, very fickle and irrational. And it doesn't help that Echo is there, like, chirping in his ear, who I'm like, Echo, can you not, please? Like, you are, like Bellamy said, or she's like, do you think I'm a fool? And I was like, yes, I actually do. Thank you very much, Bellamy. Thank you for confirming that, Bellamy, because, yeah, you are a fool if you think that this is going to go down in a way in your favor, especially now that you lost the element of surprise. So props to Bellamy for being the smart one in that situation and calling Echo out for being stupid.
No kidding. And even speaking of Bellamy and Echo, holy crap, that whole scene where they have to go stop the guy from killing Rowan.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I just say, this Riley, like, people on my shit list currently are, Ilian, or however you say his name, for obvious reasons. Echo, because she just needs to GTFO. She's, I don't know. She tried to kill Octavia, and her logic is skewed all the time. But freaking Riley, he comes in, like, he's only been there for, what, one episode, and he's already, like, causing crap. Though, from things that I have heard, I've seen, I guess, on Tumblr, like, I assume that in theory they were gonna have Miller's boyfriend Brian in that kind of scenario, but the actor who plays him is on another show right now, so I assume they had to, like, shift it slightly. I don't know, that could be wrong, but it just seems like that scene could have been very well suited for, because all the angst was already there with Miller and Brian, like, disagreeing on, like, what kind of sides they should take and how they should handle things, and so I feel like he would have been the person that they would have had to talk off a ledge in terms of killing Rowan if he was still present in the storyline at this point. I'm sure he'll come back eventually, but they had to tuck him away for a few episodes, so they needed some other guy to be crazy. And of course, what better person than somebody who's been locked up as a slave and has no idea what's going on?
That makes sense. Yes, actually, now that you say that, because I don't really see anything about that, but that makes a lot of sense, especially in prior scenes that we've seen, so I don't know.
Yeah, so who knows how it would have turned out, I guess, but, or if they even were planning it that way, but it's just, it, yeah, so either way, but regardless of who it was, who was the person they had to talk down, I feel like Riley was the more Finn-esque of the two. Brian and Bellamy are a little bit closer, so I feel like that would have been a little bit more of like a seeing eye to eye going on, but
right.
God, Riley, just get over yourself, dude. I know that they locked you up and they made you do, like, they forced you against your will, but this is not the time to be picking a battle.
Right.
You need to think of the bigger picture. The world is ending. The world is ending.
Even if he did kill this guy, what does that... He's gonna declare war. You can't take out somebody's leader and expect everybody to be like, okay, we good now. Like, what?
Yeah, it's not like tit for tat. You can't just say, oh, you locked us up, so we killed your leader, so we're even. No, that's not really how it works. Especially with all of the Grounders culture, especially, well, not that they really have this motto anymore, but the whole blood must have blood thing, that wouldn't have flied. He had no idea, like, he was locked up in Farm Station since they landed on the ground, probably, so he has no idea the dichotomy of how everything with the Grounders works, so he really would have fucked some shit up if he would have shot Rowan. Oh. So thank God for Bellamy being able to talk him off the ledge, and obviously the whole war makes murderers out of us all thing, and you don't want to be a murderer, and that scene just really got me, but just props.
That really messed me up.
That really did.
I think he said something like, if this whole situation, like, made a murderer out of me, and don't, you know, I don't know, whatever it was, it killed me.
Yeah, don't let this make a murderer out of you kind of a thing. Yeah, it was definitely, poor Bellamy, I don't think he's ever gonna be over, not saying that he should be over it, because obviously he was responsible for a lot of people dying, but, I just feel like it's always going to haunt him. I don't think he's ever really going to be able to get over it completely,
right.
Which is sad. But obviously it makes him a better person now, so that's always good. Character development is always a plus to bad things happening.
Exactly. I think so many people resented Bellamy after everything. But I think we need to make it clear, guys, like, we're not saying that everything Bellamy's done is okay.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
What we're saying is, he is aware that what he did was wrong and is trying to, like, move forward with that. But, like, I want to say that he's trying to get redemption, but he's not even really...
No, he doesn't even want redemption. He doesn't think he's worthy of it, because clearly
he didn't
think he was worthy enough to even be included in the people that would be on the ship when it, like, the doors closed. He said, well, I'm not going to be on the ship. And Clark obviously was the one who said, no, of course you are. So, he thinks so lowly of himself that he doesn't even think he's worthy of being saved. So, he definitely... It's not like he's sitting around thinking everything that he did was for the best and that it all worked out in the end and sorry, not sorry. He definitely feels regret and just pain and a lot of things. And obviously it doesn't excuse what he did, but at least you know that he's not sitting there reveling in it like other people might have.
Right. And I think people also need to keep in mind that... so quickly, and I mean, like, we've had several years to watch the show, but in their world, this is all happening in a pretty, you know, small time frame.
Yeah, there's not really any way, like, they've never really said how many years or months or anything have passed since they've been on the ground, so, it's hard to tell, like, how quickly all of these events are unfolding. I know, obviously, like, you can kind of benchmark that Clark was probably gone before at the beginning of season 3. She probably was gone for several months at least. And some of the other things that happened probably unfolded over several months, like the Mount Weather stuff. So I feel like they've been there at least a year, if not more.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at too. At least a year.
Yeah, it's hard to say. So yeah, it's clearly like all this stuff is happening so quickly. Obviously, for us, it feels slow, but it's definitely it's all piled on top of each other for them, at least.
Yeah, so like all you viewers out there who are quick to hate, let's just keep in mind that the world has ended. We're in the middle of the apocalypse. Okay, like of course people are going to have to do things that they don't want to do. And there is a difference between killing someone because you're in a war and killing someone just to kill someone. But you also got to think that these people haven't had really time to like work through that in their mind. Like if it's not one thing, it's another. They have to switch gears so quickly. There's like no time to grieve. It's just like fight, fight, fight.
Yeah. There's never really been a, okay, now we can breathe. Except for their first, about 2 weeks on the ground when they were all about whatever the hell we want. That was their time to breathe.
Gosh.
And ever since then, it's been go, 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 tragedy. Things are going wrong. We need to save people. We need to fight for our lives. So, yeah, it hasn't been a smooth ride.
It's been pretty wild, guys. So let's just keep that in mind when we are thinking about these characters.
Yeah, definitely.
Just keep it in mind. But thankfully Bellamy kind of saves the day a little bit here. Of course Echo is stupid.
Yeah.
I have no other word to describe what Echo is. Like if you shoot him, you're just gonna end up killing Rowan. Like, are you dumb?
Yeah. And I liked how Bellamy threw in there when they were before they even got to Riley, and he threw in there because after this was after obviously Monty had confirmed that Octavia was alive. That I just like how he said to her, oh, if you would have killed her, these chains would be around your neck. Like, letting her know that. It's so weird because I almost barely remember Bellamy and Echo's, like, whatever friendship alliance that they had before. Because now it's, like, so 360 or whatever. Just totally different that it's hard to even remember what it was like before. Like, I don't really remember what they even did together, but anyway, so it's just funny to see that he's like the one person who can keep her in check, because yeah, I don't understand her decision making process at all. It's just lash out first, think later. I don't know, it's so hard to figure
that's
out.
That's pretty much it, I think. Yeah, she's not really thinking things through. I mean, like, I like how he threw that in there too, because like, he's like, don't think that we're cool just because I'm walking with you right now. Don't think that we're cool, okay?
Yeah. I feel like that probably comes from just them being the Ice Nation in general. I feel like that was their kind of MO of strike first to show your power and then obviously deal with the consequences later. I don't think they were too concerned about strategy. aside from the manipulation trying to get Ice Nation person to be commander, but other than that, they didn't really have too big of a plan. So I feel like that must just be their kind of mentality. It's, you know, fight now, think about it later.
Right, and that's definitely not what we need, so.
No.
Guys, yeah. So Rowan and Clark have this kind of meeting, if you will, and they talk about what we're going to do about the situation, about how only 100 people are going to be able to realistically fit in this area. And basically what they determine is like a fair split 50-50. So that really hard decision that Clark had to make about choosing those 100 people is now cut in half.
Yeah, basically. But then I wonder because who would they replace? Because clearly there's still people in the 50 of the Sky Crew that they are still going to need. They're still going to need doctors and engineers and farmers, I guess, which I guess maybe Ice Nation would have some people who are, like, good at agriculture stuff. But so basically the people that are going to be out are all of the guards, because obviously Ice Nation are, like, warriors, so they can handle that situation. And any of the random, like, women, I guess, that were just there as, like, baby makers. So, it's hard to say, like, how would they whittle it down? Unless they were just going to say, we're only going to have one doctor, one engineer, one whatever. But right. It's, yeah, so that's almost not thankfully, but silver lining to, you know, the fiasco of the end of the episode. Now they don't have to make that decision.
Right, exactly. See, and that's the thing. Like, forget about Clark for a second, because Clark was making, like, the hard decision about, like, what we need to realistically sustain life in the future.
Yeah.
But, like, Rowan's got his 50 people, and he says, because Clark is like, are your people going to be okay with this? And he's like, my people don't have to be okay with this. I'm the king. So, like, obviously, Rowan's just going to pick whoever the hell he wants. He's not going to...
Yeah, he's not going to strategize about who's going to be the best pick. He's going to take the people closest to him and say sorry to everybody else. So,
exactly.
So, yeah, so obviously that's a moot point now because that.
Ooh, Ilian, oh my, you don't understand my fury when this happened.
I was like, who decided that? I mean, obviously, other things were going on. Like, there was a hostage situation, and Ice Nation was about to attack, and everybody was down at the front lines. But how did no one know that there was just a random guy hanging out, running around the freaking Alpha Station, just Octavia's, like, unconscious, and this guy is just wreaking havoc, and nobody knew who left him alone.
Exactly.
There had to, like, be somebody.
How are you telling me that Octavia is the one that is still taking care of shit, even when she's, like, half unconscious?
I was like, okay. Like, seriously, the whole, even before, like, it became apparent that he was gonna fuck shit up, I, like, from the start, the second he wandered off, I said, who just let him wander off? Like, and he's, like, looking up at the pipes, I'm like, oh god, okay. So, just bad plan altogether, how there's no one there, just, which, I guess, again, thankfully, there, like, wasn't anybody in the Ark, aside from Octavia and what's-her-face, Grounder, healer, traitor chick, I can't think of her name, the blonde girl. The one Clark hooked up with that one time. so it was, like, just the three of them in the Ark, so thankfully there weren't, like, mass casualties, because that could have been way worse, but yeah, I was like, how was there nobody there to just keep him, like, contained? Just bad planning on whoever's part it was not to leave one guard behind.
Yeah, I mean, I see the point of, like, everybody needing to being here, but at the same time, you have to protect what's yours. Like, let's say, I mean, obviously this didn't happen, but let's just pretend for a minute the Ice Station had countermeasures in place, and they're like, okay, we're going to put most of our people here, and while we're focused fighting, somebody else is going to come around the back. What if that had happened? You guys would be screwed.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, poor planning altogether, though. Yeah, no, pretty much everyone was there. I'm just trying to think. I was like, was there somebody that wasn't? But no, I think everybody was pretty much there, because they needed a all hands on deck kind of thing. So, but yeah, just, I mean, props for him for being smart, I guess, for being able to, for not knowing technology, though I guess he was in the City of Light, so his brain has been exposed to Allie, so maybe he had some clues as to what he was looking for, but just no, dude, it's, how, like, this is the same thing, like, with Riley, like, your petty little, it's not that it's petty, but your teeny tiny little personal problem is just not even on the scope of the bigger picture right now, and you just screwed everything up for literally the entire human race, not even just yourself.
Honestly, that's, like, what I was saying, because, like, what is his problem exactly? Like, obviously he resents what happened with the City of Light. But why are you trying to take away the one option? Like, you knew that was the one option. Like, you had to have known.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you didn't.
Or even if
everybody's fighting over it.
Even if he didn't, Octavia told him, like, dude, if you can't blow the, like, I know that you're upset about whatever, but this is our only chance of survival. Like, you are gonna screw that up. And he was just like, I don't care. Like, okay, cool. Hope you have fun, when your face melts off from a radiation poisoning, and you know, everybody right. else dies. Just
like we gonna sacrifice you first, cause yeah. of that.
Yeah, you're gonna be the first person that we send out to test how bad the radiation levels are, because just screwed everything up. Just, but I must say, well, one of the sight of the Ark just like burning, which the second it happened, I thought, oh crap, they just went really meta with this whole from the ashes we shall rise thing, because holy crap, literally from the ashes of the Ark, they're gonna have to rise, and rise as in like go to space or some crap, I don't know. I was like, they're getting really meta, they just made the metaphor a real thing, just that blew my mind. And it was just, also, of course, because I am me, and I'm always thinking of ships, even when things are going to hell in a handbasket. The fact that, like, when obviously they all run there and, you know, they see the explosion and Clark and Bellamy are like, that was from Arcadia, and they run over. One, how was it dark by the time they got there? It was daylight out. And then all of a sudden it's like night. I didn't understand that at all. Just, it seemed like it went from day, unless all the ashes just totally made the sky dark, it seemed like it went from pure daylight to nightfall in about 3 seconds, but I guess maybe it would have taken them a little longer to get from where they were to back to the Ark. But anyway, just the fact that when they got there, then it's like Bellamy worried that Octavia's in there, and then, you know, she comes out and collapses on him, and just the image of the burning everywhere with Bellamy holding Octavia and then Clark's like holding her hand, and I just thought, oh, look at that nice little family.
That was a goner.
That slayed me really deep in my soul. I was like, not the right time to be thinking about that, but that's what I thought of. I can't deny it.
But you
know
what? You just can't turn that off, though.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be looking at stuff like that.
Yeah. I was like, okay, they're safe, so... Oh, well, they're not safe, but they're not... Octavia's, you know, not burning alive in the Ark, so I can appreciate this moment for 3 seconds before I think, oh, shit, their home is gone.
Yeah. Like, focus on the little things, and then we'll move to, you know, burnt up home. Destroyed hope.
Yep, just lit a match and watched it burn. God, still can't believe he did that. Blows my mind.
I will not forgive him for this.
And the fallout's gonna be crazy, just how they deal with this in the aftermath.
Oh yeah.
Because now Nightblood is literally their only hope. Like, they don't have any other hope. Unless somehow that Doomsday cult comes back around and they find some other, maybe not, you know, effed up bunker that actually works, but who knows. But at this point, Nightblood is their only hope. So
that's what they have to put stock in right now.
They gotta put stock in two people who have brain injuries, and if they overexert themselves to find the solution, might die.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And not just, like, a few people, like, the whole human race, but that's, you know.
Yeah. They'll die first, but then the rest of the human race will die because they're dead. Because they couldn't find a solution. So, yeah, it's a really peachy, it's just a really great, uplifting show. Makes you feel really good inside when you watch it.
10 out of 10 would recommend for, like, you know, happy people to watch.
If you're looking for something to really make you smile and feel good inside, you should definitely watch this show.
Yep. This is my recommendation. Yeah, just come watch. Have a good time. Oh, man. This just show, I swear to God.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, but I'm pretty sure that's all that I can think of that happened in the episode. Am I missing something?
No, I think that was pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I thought it was a good episode. Like I said, we're going full steam ahead here. I don't know where we're going at this point. I had guesses, but everything I like guessed has like happened within like one episode when I thought it would take like five.
Yep. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I really have no idea. Like I said, how quickly this is all going to progress. If radiation stuff is going to be setting in. Oh, I guess the one thing is, like, we know now that Clark with the radiation face from the promos for the season is Abby hallucinating and not real life, which is good, I guess, to know that that's not real.
That's a teeny comforting.
That's a little bit comforting to know that her face isn't gonna go all gross and wonky, but yeah, so it's really hard to tell at this point how quickly everything's gonna progress, and it, like I said, if by mid-season things are gonna hit the fan, or if they're gonna pull this out until the end of the season and have it be kind of a will they or won't they, who's going to survive, who's going to make it out thing. But the one thing I feel like I can predict for sure is that obviously people are going to die. There's just, there's no way around it. I feel like they're setting up some people that could maybe die in terms of the way they're writing them, which is making me nervous. But
very nervous.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes for the next couple of weeks.
It will be. Oh, I'm excited, though. We're going pretty quickly here, so I don't know, but we will definitely be back. I'm not sure when we'll be back, but we will be back.
We will be back.
We are recording this Tuesday night, so it's probably going to go up Wednesday, which is the day of the new episode, so if you're listening to this now... watch the new episode. I don't know. But we're going to talk about the new episode, and we're going to have more feels and more thoughts. But thank you guys for joining us for this fifth episode discussion. We'll be back for episode 6 at some point. But thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out more from us, you can go to the website, which is thevro.com, and you can check us out on social media. It's Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, I'm trying to think, iTunes, I think,
yeah.
And at the VRO on Twitter. Thank you guys. See you next week to talk more at the 100th.